to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it.
We are attempting to record a podcast right now in the car while Madison is sleeping. If you hear her noise machine in the back, I lowered it as much as possible without it waking her up. But we're just gonna have a podcast with some white noise in the back because that is what has to happen right now. Because right now we are getting some work done in our house. They're doing some painting and stuff like that. So me and Madison had to leave the premise because we don't want her breathing that stuff in. Like there's workers all over, you know, all the things. But I have to get this podcast done, and I'm in my car planning to go to my in-laws, but she was waking up as I was taking her out of the car, so I'm like, all right, we're just going to drive around, get her full back asleep, parked by the docks right now. I just had to pee in a water bottle because I had to pee so bad, and I was like, This is just what I gotta do at this moment. So anyway, we are recording a podcast right now. We are hoping she doesn't wake up, and we're just gonna do the damn thing. And this is a perfect example of what we're talking about today, which is expanding your capacity to do and be what you need to in order to get what you actually want to have. And that is what we're talking about today. So if you're new here and you're like, did this girl just tell me she peed in a water bottle in her car? Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I promise you I'm not disgusting. This is just really what has to happen. So here we are. Okay, so let's just get into this. And let me give you a backstory of why we're talking about this today. Well, a few reasons why we're talking about this. Number one, like I just said, the season of life that I'm in right now, like my, you know, we have a lot going on at home, like, you know, that we're doing renovations, stuff like that, getting some other stuff done. So like we have to be out of the house every day this week, have to pack up, you know, my life, Madison's life, toys, like all this stuff, right? While still working full time. And while my business is like expanding and scaling at a very rapid pace, which is so freaking amazing. And I'm also, you know, full time with Madison. Obviously Chris is there to help when he can. But like a lot of times I'm working a lot when she's napping. And it's just like I've really shown myself how to expand my capacity to do the things that I said I was going to do the things that are required for me to do in order to have the life that I want to have, in order to feel the way that I want to feel, not only the things that I'm doing in my business, but in my health. Like right now I have a cooler in this car right now with a snack and lunch for myself with my supplements for the afternoon. Cause I'm like, okay, we're not going to be back in the house. So I have to pack that stuff for us. And like, would it have been easier to not do that and just like gone and pick something up? Yeah. But would it have made me feel the way that I want to feel? No. So like, it's like, how can you really expand your capacity to do the things that you want to do instead of always finding an excuse? So it's coming up a lot for me in motherhood right now, not just this week when we're doing like stuff in the house, but just in general of like how much less time I have now in life as a mom and how much more I'm actually able to accomplish because I'm that much more focused, that much more productive, and I have expanded my capacity. And that's really what is like, it is such an, especially if you're someone who is trying to conceive, this is a skill that not only is going to support you in getting pregnant and having an amazing pregnancy, but it's going to support you so much when you actually become a mom, which is also where this conversation is coming up from. So a woman in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator, which is like my intimate program, there's currently 5 women in there right now who have been trying to conceive for 4 or more months. I support them one-on-one. I support them in a group setting. Like it's so amazing because they obviously get daily support from me, like my wisdom, my knowledge, like all of it, which is like so invaluable, but they also get support from, you know, friends. They're now friends in there from other people who are trying to conceive who actually get what they're going through. So it's so incredible. But anyway, one of them was telling me how she's like, I'm so proud of myself because she's a lawyer. And she's like, I billed 230 hours this month, which she usually does like
200 was like the max that she normally does, which is usually a lot. She's like, which was a lot. She also recently moved. So she had family came in one weekend this month, and then another weekend she had friends come in. She's like, in the midst of having visitors in town and, you know, working, billing 230 hours with being a lawyer, she's like, and she showed up to every group call we've had. She plugs into the group chat every single day to get support and to support the other women. And she's came to her one-on-one call. Like, she's doing the shit. She also, she's like, I'm so proud of myself because I've meditated every single day. I've moved my body every day. I've made sure that I prep my meals and I'm not skipping meals, and I'm making sure they're protein, fiber, and fat combination, and just other things that nutritionally she's been working on, like that I've helped her with, like personally strategize. She's like, I'm just so proud of myself. And she's also getting rid of caffeine, which is like, hello, let's fucking go. She's taking her supplements every day. Like, she's like, I'm so proud of myself for doing all of these things. And she's also found time to play the cello, which is something that she's like, I used to do all the time, and it just brings me so much joy. She's like, I'm so proud of myself for doing all of these things in the midst of the busiest month for work and having visitors come in from out of town. Like, that is where the fucking, like, that is what it's all about. That truly is what it's all about. Like, it's not about being able to take the supplements and being able to eat breakfast and do all this shit when, like, nothing else is going on in your life. Like, yeah, of course, that's so easy, right? Like, that's so easy to do. It's about creating this lifestyle that you're able to do when your life is full. And I don't like to say busy, because busy makes it seem like it's a bad thing and it makes it seem like frazzled. It's when your life is full. Are you able to do these things when your life is full? Are you able to expand your capacity? And instead of finding every excuse under the sun of why you don't have time to meditate, of why you don't have time to make yourself lunch for the day, of why you don't have time to figure out, you know, what the best supplements are for you. Not figure out, you should never just figure out on your own, but you know what I'm saying? You don't have time to, you know, prep your supplements for the week and then have them in a case and ready to go. Like, you don't have time to exercise. Where are you finding every excuse under the book? Like, oh, I have family coming in from town, so whatever. Like, I'll just wait until Monday. I'll start meditating again on Monday. Like, I'll take my supplements again on Monday. I have family in town, so we're going out to eat all the time. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. Like, and that's not saying you can't go out to eat when your family's there. She did go out to eat when she had family and friends in town, as like you should, but she prioritized when she ate out having a protein, a fiber, and healthy fat with every single, you know, with the meals that she ate. But she also had her supplements with her. Like, all the things. It's like, where are you finding the excuse? Okay, I'm going on vacation soon, so like, I'll start, you know, meditating. I'll start getting rid of caffeine. I'll start getting rid of alcohol after my vacation, after my wedding, or I'll have a bachelorette party coming up, so like, I'm just going to wait until after that. It's like, how much faster would you feel better? Would you have more energy? Would you feel so much more confident in yourself because you're actually doing the things that you said you're doing? How much closer would you be to your baby if you stopped waiting for the perfect environment to do it in? The perfect environment literally does not exist. This is why so many people are unable to actually create a lifestyle that supports them, because they're waiting for perfect conditions. Oh, it's just too hard because I'm someone that works, you know, X amount of hours a week, or I work on the road, or I have to travel all the time, so it's just too hard. It's like, those are excuses. Instead, can you look for the opportunity of like, okay, wow, how can I show myself what I'm actually made of this month? Because I'm looking ahead and the month is super full. I've got a lot on my plate for work. We have family doing this. We have this vacation. We have this and this. Okay, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm still supporting my mind, body, and soul throughout this month? Because I want to actually be able to enjoy the visitors I'm having. I want to be able to enjoy my every single day. I want to be able to show up to my job, my career, to my business at my fullest capacity. And that requires me to do X, Y, and Z. Does that mean that you're going to be perfect every single day and you're going to do everything all day long? Of course not. Like, for example, today I did not meditate yet because Madison woke up the same time as me. I had to get everything ready for the painters to come, like all this stuff, right? You need to know about this company that I am absolutely obsessed with. I personally use them every single day. I recommend them to all of my clients, to all of my friends. Like, I'm freaking obsessed with them. And the company that I'm talking about is Needed. And this is for fertility, for pregnancy, for postpartum, for women's health in general.
it is astounding to me the amount of shitty prenatals and just supplements in general, pre and postnatals, and supplements in general that are on the market and that have really good marketing, but really shitty quality ingredients, really low amount of nutrients that are not actually absorbable in our body, with other ingredients in there that are horrible, even ones that your doctor recommends or ones that you go to the store to get, even in Whole Foods, like even some that influencers recommend. I've done podcast episodes on this because I have a lot to say about it, but we need to make sure that we are taking high quality supplementation, especially when it comes to your fertility, to your pregnancy, to postpartum, to breastfeeding. Like, it is so important to have nutrient density, meaning that you are absorbing the amount of nutrients that you're taking and that you actually are having an abundant amount of them, because not only are you supporting your fertility to get pregnant, which is not life-threatening, so we need to make sure we have extra nutrients to go around, but you're also growing a human and you want to make sure you have an abundant amount of nutrients to not only support this growing baby and a growing organ, but also to support yourself. And then postpartum is extremely energy intensive. You're on the most least amount of sleep you've ever had in your life. You're breastfeeding. If you are breastfeeding, you're taking care of a human. Like, we got to make sure that we are supporting ourselves as best as we possibly can, and Needed is the way to go. I love that their nutrient density is on point. They have such a high amount of the certain minerals and antioxidants and actual nutrients that we need in our body in forms that your body can actually absorb, because that's so huge. A lot of companies will have specific nutrients in forms that are unabsorbable in the body. So we really want to make sure that they're absorbable forms, which Needed obviously has. They're backed by research. They have practitioners who are helping formulate the formulations, the supplements. They have third-party testing. Like, they're as clean as it gets. You know, if I'm taking this shit, it's clean, okay? I'm a stickler. I don't put anything in my body, specifically supplement-wise, that is not like super, super clean with the most amount of like testing that could possibly be done, okay? So I love that about them too. And they, I feel amazing on them. Like, honestly, I'm still waking up multiple times a night and I have energy because of these prenatals that are also postnatals. They're amazing. So go to thisisneeded.com. You could use code Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E, at checkout. I recommend taking a prenatal a year or less before you start getting pregnant, right? So if you're like, I want to get pregnant in the next year or less, start taking a prenatal now. Obviously, if you are actively trying to conceive, when you are pregnant and when you are postpartum as well, even if you're not breastfeeding, I recommend taking a postnatal for like a good 9 months after you give birth. If you're not breastfeeding, if you are breastfeeding, continue taking this prenatal, postnatal for the entire duration of you breastfeeding, and then a few months after that, because it's, again, really, really energy intensive. We have to make sure that we have enough nutrients in our body to support us, to support baby, all the things. So I love their prenatal. I also love their vegan omega that they have, their vegan DHA EPA. Obsessed. So freaking good. They have a, for those of you who take collagen, they have collagen. They have an egg quality support, which is really great. They have a stress support that I like a lot too. They have so many amazing things over there. What I personally take from theirs is their choline, their iron, their pre-postnatal, and did I miss something? Their choline, their iron, and their pre and postnatal. Oh, their omega that I just talked about. Those are the ones that I personally use and take. I'm obsessed with them. Go to thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout for a discount. And if you have any questions at all about any of their supplements, obviously come message me. I'll be happy to support you in it. You will feel a difference. Get on it ASAP. Thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout.
Does that mean that I'm not going to meditate today? No, I'm most likely going to meditate when her second nap starts. So it's like also not being so rigid with the schedule of things and doing it when you can, like, you know, when you have these situations happen. But the other thing is, when you have cultivated a lifestyle like this and you're so consistent with doing the meditation, having your supplements, doing these things, it's not as big of a deal when it doesn't happen one day, because you've done it so consistently four times where it's like, okay, I actually just like cannot do it today. And that's okay. And not making that mean something about you. Like, in the past, I would have made it mean that since the fact that I did not meditate this morning, that I'm totally off for the whole day, right? I would have been like, fuck, I didn't get to do my morning. I used to have a 2-hour morning routine before Madison was born. It was fucking amazing. I loved every second of it. I don't regret any of it. But the point is, like, I used to think that I had to have that 2-hour morning routine in order to get my mind right, to get my energy right, to show up the way that I wanted to. That was just a story I was telling myself. My morning routine now is like, I mean, maybe 15 minutes. If I get 15 minutes by myself, like, that would be amazing. And I'm literally have amazing energy. Everything is growing so much in my life. Like, you just tell yourself this story. And it's like, so that's another thing. Like, what stories are you telling yourself? What is the external environment that you think you need to have in order to do X, Y, and Z? Do you think it needs to be completely silent in your house for you to meditate? Do you have to have a full half an hour to do a meditation? Can you just do it for 5 minutes in your car? Like, can you do it when there's noise in your house and just block it out? That's the whole point of meditation. Like, there's just so much I can go into with this, and I have zero notes. I'm just literally sitting here talking to you. Because I really just, this is just a huge missing puzzle piece for a lot of people. Like, when, because this is what creates consistency, and consistency wins all day long. Being able to take care of yourself in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, when it would be so easy for you not to. It would be so easy for me this week to be like, forget it. We're just going to order in every night. I'm just going to skip this. I'm going to skip that. Like, I'll just skip the podcast this week. Like, I have no idea how I'm going to fit that in. Like, it would be so easy for me to do that. But I am committed to showing up to this podcast every Tuesday, every Friday. I literally have never missed an episode in almost 4 years of this podcast, through maternity, through having a baby, when we did have the baby, we were selling, packing, moving, and renovating a house. Like, there are so many times you could look for an excuse. Where are you looking for excuses instead of opportunities? Like, that is just such an important thing for you to look at and get so radically honest with yourself, because when you are able to show up for yourself when it's hard, doing it when there's nothing in your way is like a effing breeze. Like, anybody could do that. It's hard for most people to do it when it's inconvenient. But the people that are able to show up for their health when it's inconvenient are the people that are getting the results that they actually want to get, period. Like, that is just what it is. So how can you create this as a lifestyle instead of a crash diet of like, okay, I'm going to do this for, 14 days when I don't have anything else going on, I don't have visitors, da, 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 da. Like, no, that shit does not work. I want you right now, any excuse that is currently coming up in your head, and maybe you can't think of one right now, maybe you can. If you're like, okay, I know an excuse is popping up, Corinne, you're calling me out of my shit. That's what I'm here for. My clients know I'm all about that tough love. But like, what excuse is popping up in your head right now? And how could you literally just be like, I'm actually not even entertaining that thought anymore. Like, I'm truly not even entertaining that thought anymore. And just like moving past that. And then also when it comes up again, because it will come up again, right? Where it's like, oh, I don't have time to exercise because of X, Y, and Z. When you hear that, okay, wait, no. How can I actually make this work? What can this, could it look like a 10-minute walk instead? And being flexible with it. Instead of being so rigid, like, it has to look like I meditate first thing in the morning. It has to look like I exercise this amount of time. Like, sometimes that's amazing. And I am someone who strives in a routine, but that's just not possible all the time in motherhood. It just simply isn't. And you have to just be flexible with that stuff. So it's like really asking yourself, okay, what excuses am I playing in my head right now? Whatever pops up, like, just be like, okay, I'm not entertaining it anymore. It's just, it's done. I'm just figuring out a way. And this is very different than like hustling. Like, I am not talking about hustling your face off, not sleeping, not eating, like doing all that shit. You know, that's not the vibe. Hustling is very different energy than expanding your capacity. Like, I was explaining this to the girls in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator. Like, when you expand your capacity, what I imagine is like kind of like you're going into like a back bend. You're like arching your back and you're just expanding your chest. You're opening your heart. You're expanding your auric field. Like, you're expanding your energy and what you're actually able to be and do so that you can have more. Like, the way that you have more in your life, more love, more opportunities, more support, more money, more health, more children, is you have to expand your capacity to hold more. That's just is what it is. And the way that you do that is dropping the excuses, looking for opportunities, and just being and doing more, and not in a hustle way. And you know the vibe with that. You know, you feel my heart. So that you can have more. Like, it's really about being and doing more, being more, having more, expanding your capacity more so you can have and hold more in your life. Like, that truly is what it is. And this is going to help you be so much more consistent with the things that actually matter when it comes to getting pregnant, when it comes to having a healthy pregnancy, when it comes to supporting your hormones postpartum, when it comes to getting off birth control, when it comes to supporting your PCOS, when it comes to just feeling your freaking best and having energy. Like, this is what it's all about. So anyway, I hope this lit a little fire under your cute little ass and that you loved this episode as much as I did. She stayed to sleep, y'all from Long Island just said, y'all, here we are. She stayed asleep. We are freaking going. I got to hop off. I have a call in a minute right now, so I'm going to hop on that, but I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for being there. If this resonated with you, I want you to DM me right now and tell me, like, I'm expanding my capacity. My capacity is already expanded. Like, come and DM me that right now and solidify it in your life, because, like, that is what is going to change everything for you. So come DM me if you've gotten this far. Come message me on Instagram at Corinne Angelica. I am expanding my capacity, or my capacity is already expanded. Let's freaking go. You can just DM me fire emojis, like, whatever. I am here for it. Let's go. I love you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.